Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. As usually happens on Fridays, we're here to discussion breakdown this week's worth of GH, and I have my lovely and talented co-host slash sidekick, Emily, with me. So, as Jason Aldean so aptly put it, let's get this thing started. And
that was cute.
And I apologize
good one.
For the and I apologize for the. A slight music mishap at the very start.
I was like, what the hell? You didn't tell me we were having music.
If that's any indication of things to come, this could get interesting.
Literally less than a minute, and Emily's already been like, what the hell? Now it's live. Okay, anyway.
Seriously, you're like, what?
I know, I was confused. Anyway, not the
point.
How was your week? Tell us while I open the spoilers.
My week was pretty uneventful, actually.
You're going to have to give me more than that.
Well, what more can I give besides this? Besides Snowmageddon 2015 out here.
Amen. Preach. It's freaking okay. It is March. It is March the 6th. I know. I changed that little language barrier there.
I didn't say the F word,
y'all. I almost said the F word, and I think
you almost did.
So,
you got yourself.
Caught myself that time. No, it is March the 6th. Why it needs to snow? I don't know. Why? Like, literally, okay, the other day it was like 50 degrees, and then the next day it's snow and ice. I'm not happy.
You know, I love the snow and the cold as much as the next person, but frankly, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bull, actually. Like, let's be real.
It's getting absolutely ridiculous. You know, my favorite saying for this is, hey, Mother Nature, hey, you're drunk. Go home, you're drunk.
Go home, you're drunk. Absolutely. By the way,
go home, Mother Nature.
I'm unsatisfied with your snow pictures because I wanted a picture of you playing in the snow and I didn't get one. However,
that's probably not going to happen, but anyway. But,
it happened.
My mom did take some pretty epic pictures, didn't she?
Yeah, she's a good photographer. She should come take pictures. But my thing, when do I need pictures taken? I was going to say, she should take pictures of such and such, but there's nothing eventful for me to throw
my God.
In there.
We need to talk about what I posted on Facebook about you earlier today.
You can go ahead and read your little thing, okay? And then I'll comment.
What happened was, well, have you seen it? Going on Facebook, I'm pretty sure, but it's this, it's this little, a game kind of thing. It's,
you're in a
mental hospital. Use the first 7 people on your friends list in order. No cheating. And the categories are, who would be your a roommate? Who's the person licking the windows?
That would be me, everyone.
Who's
the
person
lick the windows?
Who's the person helping you escape? Who's the doctor? Who's the person running around naked?
There's
who's the person yelling nonsense? And who's the person that you went crazy with? And
I'm surprised that one wasn't. Like, that one sounds like my job. Like, person you went crazy with, that's me.
And as Em just told you, But she got the fortunate or unfortunate honor, whichever way you want to look at it, of being the person looking the windows.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, honestly. I feel like that goes with my personality, but I don't lick windows, in case anyone's curious.
I don't lick windows.
I don't lick windows. I feel like that's a real insult. Like, when you say, like, you know, when you say, oh, do you lick windows? Because that's like calling somebody an idiot. I've done that before. I thought it was, like, politically incorrect to do that. So I didn't do it. I stopped. But apparently it's okay because it's all over the internet now.
But, yeah.
Who knew?
You know, I never buy into those little things, but
that
at this time,
good.
This was just too funny to pass up. It was way too funny to pass up.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick little synopsis of my week, and then we're going to talk about General Hospital. We're trying to
Alrighty.
Kill time so we don't bore you guys to death at the end.
Exactly.
Okay.
Alright.
So I only went to school 2 days this week, Monday and Tuesday, because, well, Wednesday I just didn't go. And then Thursday and Friday we had snow. The reason I didn't go on Wednesday is because I knew it was going to snow and we were going to get out early, so I was like, I'm not going to school today. My mom was like, okay,
exactly.
Whatever. So I didn't go to school. But Monday, well, I don't know what day is what day. Monday was, Tuesday was, Monday
today
was boring.
Is just Friday, so.
Monday was pretty boring, pretty normal. Tuesday was really good. We had, like, this super fun activity-filled day because, on Tuesday, we had a concert at our school, and we had we had a meet and greet with the guy that did the concert. I have his autograph in case he ever gets famous. Graham and myself and Autumn have all decided if he gets famous, we're going to auction it off and split the profits, even though they wouldn't go with me to meet the guy. Too ashamed to go with me to meet him. They were like, well, hold your stuff. We won't judge you, but we're not going with you. But fine, I'll go by myself. If he ever gets famous, I'm not sharing the money with you. But since they held my stuff and saved my spot, you know, you got to share the profits if the guy gets famous.
Exactly.
And it was pretty good. It was fun. We were at home, like, the whole day. We watched How to Train Your Dragon, which is really stupid. And I don't get why grown adults are obsessed with it, because I think it's stupid. But hey. So, General Hospital this week. Prime performers, go ahead. You go first.
For me, it was, you know.
Can we talk about that bomb segue just now? Can we talk about that for a second? But you know the little emoji
cool.
with the hands up? That the little emoji with the hands up right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That
okay.
was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. But,
my segue.
But for me, a prime performer was, I have to give it to Chad Duhl.
He's an ass. His character right now, not Chad. His character.
Right. Right.
It's making me so mad. Like, he's angering me to my core, down in my soul.
Hmm.
But, you know. Oh, you only have one? What? That's
yep.
new. No honorable mention? Okay, I have hard time picking one.
Honorable mention for me was Amara West and the kid that plays Avery.
That doesn't even count. She's a baby. Okay.
But she's still on the show, though. So.
That's true. Okay, for me, I'm going to go with Maurice Bernard and Laura Wright, just because they've, been everywhere this week. They've been in a custody battle. They've been at the hospital
really
for the brain surgery, or maybe that was last week. I don't know. So, Maurice Bernard, Laura Wright. Can we talk about that moment today where she was like, anything that you're going to do, I'm going to do with you? And he's like, are you sure you want to go down with me? And she said yes. And then she kissed him, and I was like, that's my Carson dreams right there.
Carson,
but
funny.
Honorable mention. I think it was on Tuesday. Tyler Christopher's black T-shirt.
I knew that was
Lord
coming.
No, wait a minute. Let me just do my little thing, okay? My Lord in Heaven, that outfit. Somebody was like, he's borrowing Jason's T-shirt. I'm like, it's okay. Jason has 10,000. But
I think you tweeted something like that, didn't you?
Maybe. I don't know. I think I retweeted it. I don't know what I tweeted. I just tweeted that he was hot. And then I got into a fight with three people on Twitter over who he belonged to. I got in a fight with Michelle and Jenny and somebody else, they were like, he's mine. Like, no, he's not. Everybody knows
he's mine.
We've been married for a long time. Because Michelle refers to him as my husband on Twitter. Like, she'll tweet, oh,
right.
Emily's husband looks good today, you know? Somebody's
right.
like, he's too old for you. I'm like, I'll be 18 in 6 months. Back it up, lady. But he is mine. We got into a debate over who could have him. Because he's, you know, I'm too young. They're like, he's too old for you. He's too young for me, but he's too old for you. And I'm like, I don't care. I like older men. There we go. Bag it up. He's mine. So honorable mentions to Tyler Chris and that tattoo on his arm. And that T-shirt combo. That was a good thing. That tattoo and that T-shirt
counts,
combo.
But oh well.
No, the tattoo counts if the shirt counts. Honorable mentions to that. But his character really, like, needs to get us together right now. I mean, I know his kid's in critical condition, but Nicholas Cathbine needs to get it together at the moment and just get it together. And everybody today was saying
Nick
needs
to also tell Sam that Jason's alive.
I think he will. I think he's too good of a guy to not. So,
oh, I think
somebody, yeah, so, and then everybody's saying that Morgan needs to go back to hating Sonny, but I like Morgan now. I used to hate Morgan when he hated Sonny.
You know, you know, I've always been I've never been a Morgan fan until Brian Craig stepped into the role.
Yeah, I thought Morgan was a little brat before. I thought when Brian Craig first started playing him, he was. But, I mean, you know.
But the point that made me a Morgan fan was his ripping of Michael and Kiki at a wedding reception.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Good. We were talking the other day, and Megan was like, all they haven't done now is incest. And I was like, well, I mean, they kind of did because Michael and Kiki thought they were cousins.
Yeah.
And they still did it anyway. So.
Right.
Oh, I want to address Tracy Quartermain today when she said,
oh, my God,
yeah,
she is the queen of everything
Carly,
right now.
She said Carly had no room to talk because Carly slept with her mother's husband. She didn't know he was married to Bobby when she did it.
This is true,
actually,
but
no, she knew he was married to Bobby. She didn't know Bobby was her mother when she did it.
This is true, but can we also talk about how Jane Elliott is the queen of everything?
Well, I think I like her, but I don't think she's the queen of everything. I think Tracy Quartermain's hilarious, but I can go with or without Tracy, but today she was really great.
Yeah.
She was hilarious
She was
today.
Awesome today. I will say that.
Except
she was
for that
awesome
Carly
today.
Thing. I was like, girl, you checked your fast.
Back off.
Like, she knew that he was Bobby's husband, but she didn't know Bobby was her mother. She didn't purposely break up her mom and her stepfather. That really messed it up.
Right. Why don't you go ahead and pull up the spoilers if you don't already have them, and we'll
spoiler. This is
we'll
like
discuss
a,
them.
This is a new thing. They cast an actress to play Patricia Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Bea Wallace, and she let's see. She had roles in a bunch of like horror movies. She was in E.T. and Cujo, so.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to this post besides her, so I'm going to look.
Right.
Load, you piece of crap.
Load, you piece of crap.
Oh, she was on Grimm. I've never seen her before. As much as people say she's been on all this stuff, I've never seen her. Looks like Rick has come up with a new scheme to keep Jake away from Liz, and it will involve the new character that Rebecca Budig will play. Does he have her to play the part of Jake's long-lost love? That's possible.
You know, while you're doing that, can I just say a little something on recasts? I try to give a recast at least a chance, and this new Kiki is impressing me so far.
I don't like her. I mean, I like her. Like, I don't like her as Kiki. Because I feel like they, like, just threw it at us real hard. I don't feel like she fits it. Kiki, first of all, Kiki was a brunette. They could have at least found a brunette.
This is true, but I mean, yeah, I mean, I get that she was just kind of thrust on us abruptly. I get that, but with what she's had to work with so far, I think she's doing well so far with what she's had to work with.
I like her as an actress, but I don't like her in this role specifically. I mean, of course, she's doing a good job. She's a good actress, but I don't like her in this role. Like, I would have much preferred Kiki to, like, die or something, which sounds terrible. But Kiki was never really necessary, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how but whatever. Some people like her, some people don't. I like her as an actress. I don't necessarily like her as Kiki, but she's doing a good job.
And she's doing a good
Okay.
A good job, I will say that.
This, which was totally random. Is Rebecca Herbst pregnant?
According to her husband, he is. But then I've seen a tweet that saying from a GH actor himself saying I'm so gullible or whatever, you know. So I'm not completely sure.
I don't know. Well, Michael tweeted like, "Can I show the baby news?" And everybody was like, "What, are you getting a puppy or is it a real baby?" And Rebecca hasn't tweeted anything last time I checked. And I was watching really close to see if I could tell on TV, but I can't because she's so little. So even if she was pregnant, you wouldn't really be able to tell.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yes.
But I haven't seen any tweets from any other actors, but it wouldn't be, like, even if they knew, they wouldn't be the ones that say, like, it's not their place to say, you know?
I agree, but...
So
but
I don't know.
We'll just have to wait and see, I guess. And no...
check on the
and no soap
tweet,
media has...
No?
And no soap media is reported it either, so I have no idea.
Okay, a lot of people are talking about it. They're like, will this be written in? Will Becky, or not Becky, will Elizabeth and Rick finally have a kid, blah, blah, blah. And I'm over here like, she doesn't need another baby. She hasn't tweeted, so I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway.
If Michael's teasing everyone and talking about a puppy or something, I'm going to be real pissed.
Yeah.
Because we all know I get excited when I find out people are going to have babies because I think it's the best thing ever, so.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, back to the spoilers that I'm looking for. I just love people who, like, this sounds so weird and creepy, but I love people who are, like, pregnant. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, having a baby. It's amazing. I, like, fangirl for it. Let's be honest. Emily fangirls for people who are pregnant. I'm trying to find spoilers, but there's not any good ones.
That's
crap. I keep thinking of what was I remember? Oh, never mind. Doesn't matter. Okay.
While you're doing that, I do have a few announcements while you're doing that.
Okay. Do you want to save them for the end, or do you want to do them now?
I will save them for the end. Just whatever. We'll save them for the end.
Okay, then we won't have to repeat them at the end. Okay. Mob comes roaring
back. Keep you guys
back.
In suspense over there.
Yeah, there you go. Kiki is less than thrilled about it. I don't know what it is.
No idea.
Spinelli spots someone he might recognize. Jake still receives a surprise visitor. Julian considers using Avery as leverage. Well, that's low. Piece of crap.
That's interesting.
Jordan warned Anna the mob is igniting. Sean discusses his concerns with Jordan and Duke and Sonny. After which Sean and Sonny decide her loyalty should be put to the test. Sloan received a visit from Anna. It's not the same anymore. I don't even care if they have scenes, okay? I liked how it used to be because she had crazy chemistry with that one guy. And I just wanted them to make out. Anyway.
And Julian just became my least favorite person.
What?
And Julian just became my least favorite person.
Yeah, I know, right? Piece of
seriously.
Crap. But let's talk about Sloan, though. Okay, I'm so bitter. I know everybody's like, get over it. But the new Sloan just creeps me out. He's creepy. Honestly, I feel like he's creepy and he needs to shave and get a haircut. But no offense to the guy that plays you, but, you know. And also, I don't think he's that great of an actor. Everybody's like, he's so good, he's so good. I don't get it. I don't see it. I really just don't feel
know.
Like I'm not into it at all.
I don't know.
Maybe
anyway.
It's the role, but everybody's saying over this guy, and I don't get it. Okay, reading. I'll stop, you know, being mean. That wasn't mean, it was honest. Lulu gets an update from Dante, which she shared with Tracy. Both the women worry that Luke will turn next. Nathan and Dante look into Luke's actions. Nina and Franco are questioned about their involvement with the incident. The incident is that Luke escaped Shadybrook, while Nina and Franco do not. Wow, Luke just threw them under the bus.
Yeah, they did.
Michael's family reacts to his stunning announcement regarding Avery. Oh, Lord. Michael continues his plans to revenge against Sonny. Carly has advice for Jake. Liz is straight with Rick about her feelings for Jake. Wow, Liz being straight with somebody, that's new.
Yep.
And about the status of their own relationship. I'm so mean.
Wow. Okay.
Carly wonders where things stand between Jake and Liz. Of course she does. She's my favorite, but she's nosy. Maybe that's why I connect with her so well.
Maybe.
It seems that Jake may ask Sam to help him land a job with Julian. Both Sonny and Rick are distrustful of Jake. Will Silas carry out a request? Maxie and Nathan try to repair their relationship. Tracy encourages Spinelli to fight for Maxie. Spinelli returns to Dante's and finds Nathan and Maxie in an embrace. Spinelli is far from done in his fight for Maxie. Maxie and Spinelli get a distressing call regarding Georgie. It looks like she's sick. Will the circumstances bring them closer, and how will Nathan react when he observes them in a moment? Well, he didn't react well today.
Can we just talk about the Nathan Spinelli scene today?
Yes, they were great. I'm sorry, but
I love Spinelli
right now. I think Nathan's acting like a giant jerk.
I love Spinelli. Hiding behind his laptop, like, please don't hurt me.
Please. I liked Nathan for a while, but mainly because he was pretty. But now he's just acting like a giant jerk. I mean, he's still pretty, but he's a jerk.
He's still pretty, but okay.
Shout out to Ryan Pavey. You work it, man. Okay, anyway. Jake and
Sonny,
next week, March 16th, Jake and Sonny finally meet. Jake comforts Liz. That means they're going to make out, just in case anyone doesn't know what that means
yep.
in soap world. Lulu and Tracy meet
and
Patricia.
And then
there's
the word comfort in soap world.
Means make out.
Yeah, we're making out right now.
We're either making out or we're like, I was going to say something totally inappropriate,
full on.
And I'm not going to say it. No, that's not what I was going to say.
You know.
I'll tell you later. It was bad. It wasn't what you're probably thinking.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Lulu and Tracy meet Patricia next the week of March 16th. The nurse's ball discussion is started for Lucy and Sabrina. Ava's concern.
Sabrina's back.
Well,
that's interesting.
I forgot she was on this show. Styles is asked by Ava for a favor, okay? Casting of Patricia is confirmed by Soaps and Dev. Blah, 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 blah. I don't care about any of this. It was like a whole news article. We don't need it.
Right.
I'm still waiting for Rebecca Luddig to show up. I forgot she was supposed to be on the show because it's been so long since they announced that. Jackie Zeman apparently knows the woman that's going to play Patricia, and she's super excited. I don't care about that. Let's see. That was so nice of me to say, wasn't it? I'm trying to scroll to see if there's anything interesting, but there's not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it sounds like it's going to get interesting. Can we talk
it
about
does.
Julian using a baby for leverage? That's twice he's done that.
That's just.
Okay, can we talk about the conflict of interest in this custody case? It's so soapy and TV-like.
Oh, my God. There's so many conflicts of interest. I've done lost count.
I know. Like, Alexis is Sonny's ex-wife, and No, just kidding. Alexa has a child with the defendant and the defendant's counsel. A federal lawyer. She has children by both. She's been married to one. The other one, she just, you know, hit and run. And that sounded awful, but I was trying to think of a, I did not mean it like that. I was trying to think of a way to, like, make it seem like a brief relationship. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, basically, hit
had
and
a
run.
Fling.
There you go. That's so much more polite than what I said. I need to... script to this before it happens.
You need a script.
Need a script. And then, I just don't know. It's so stupid. Judge Walters is Monica's boyfriend. You know, Alexis is dating the baby's uncle. Not that that helps out, but.
Right.
And then we've got Sunny and Rick being brothers.
I think it's time for announcements now.
After that last hit and run remark, I mean.
I think it's time for announcements after that.
You go right ahead and do the announcement.
Alrighty. Let's see. This coming Tuesday, will be a first for the show. We have booked a band. Yes, a band. to stop by the show. Country music duo The Springs, and they'll be stopping by, and I'll be playing one of their songs as an opening audio, like I do with most singers we have on the show, and that's the 10th, and the 17th, 95%...
You forgot something.
What?
The 14th.
Yeah.
I thought coughing would make you remember, but then I had to say something.
How could I forget the 14th? The 14th,
I know, right?
Is your...
Thanks.
Is your... a one-year anniversary on this show. And we're going to... have a party. And I'm working on something there, too, that... I've been teasing you about for months.
I know, we should get over it.
Like, I've been teasing you about for months. Let's see. So that's the 10th and the 14th. And the 17th, I'm 95% sure we have something go, have a guest for the 17th. I'm 95% sure of that. And then the 24th is what I'm really excited for. We have a singer songwriter and a multi instrumentalist, Alyssa Trahan, on the show.
Who he's been stalking for months.
This chick can play, like, I promise you, 13 or 14 instruments.
That's ridiculous.
When she told me this, I'm like, honestly, the first thought in my mind was like, did you even have a life?
Right?
Because seriously, 13, 14 instruments. Can you imagine the practice that goes into that?
No, because I would never be so inclined to do that.
Can you just... I can't even imagine the practice and dedication that goes into that.
Yeah, it's that's just crazy.
It's kind of so. She'll be joining us on the 24th, and I think that's all for the announcements. Unless you've got one or two.
Awesome. No, I don't think I have one. Do I? No, I don't think so.
Oh, I do have one more. The 21st, we get to see each other again on the 21st.
Yes, guys, we are partying.
Yes, we are.
On the 21st.
Partying
more. Maybe. Just maybe. Well, I already know that Carrie Ann's coming in. I'm like 95% sure Bonnie's coming, but maybe, just maybe, I can, you know, invite the boy and you could meet him. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Well,
this is a new development.
What?
This is a new development.
Can't believe we talked about this on the show, but yeah.
The breaking news.
That, I guess. Don't make it seem like a big deal. Keep it on the DL.
Breaking news. This is a new development.
Keep it on the down low. Anyway, no, but for real, maybe.
Yeah, for real.
I don't know. I'll see. We'll see how things go between now and then.
Alrighty.
I sound like all like, you know, Nancy Drew over here, but we'll see.
That sound like all Nancy Drew. That's funny.
I thought today Kiki said something today. Oh, when he was like, I'm guessing this has something to do with Sunny's phone call. I'm like, way to go, Nancy Drew.
Yeah, it's like,
wow,
duh.
That was great. You should do this for a whole living.
Yeah,
so
it's
smart.
Like, duh. You know.
My mom just came in and told me she was barbecuing the chicken instead of frying it, and I'm really disappointed. We're suing
okay.
My mother, everyone. Help me start an online petition. We need to start an online petition and have it, you know, 20,000 signatures in the next 5 minutes to get fried chicken for dinner. I'm such a mess. Don't worry about it.
I can't argue with that.
Worry.
I can't argue
hey,
with that.
Hey, you're supposed to defend me and my mess.
I'm going to shut up now.
Yeah, we're
I'm
both going to
shut up
now. We're going to just let it go.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, let's go and I'll talk to you later. All right.
Oh, by the way, this came
yeah,
to my mind. Hypothetically, if we ever had Tyler Christopher on the show, I would kill you. I would drive to Bethel Springs and kill you if you said, yeah, Emily totally is in love with you. I feel like that would just come up in conversation, and I'd be like, Cody, I'm going to kill you now. Just so we're all clear.
Oh, trust me, I wouldn't.
Stephen, I feel like it would just casually come up as an accident, and then he'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, that's nice, thanks. No, you don't need to know. Now it's real. Now, like,
I wouldn't say a word.
Me stalking you from a distance is fine, but once you know about it, nope.
That's not going to work.
Anyway. That's not like that's foreshadowing Tyler Christopher, but...
No. No way possible. But...
It's possible, but not at the moment.
But... I am foreshadowing something else.
Oh,
the 14th.
Boy.
The 14th.
He's got such a big mouth. Watch him spoil it for me 5 minutes before the show on the 14th.
I won't spoil it for you. I'll let somebody else spoil it
for
you.
Do I need to prepare for something? Like, if we could throw it back to that incident.
Oh, my God, that incident. That was hilarious.
The incident. Infamous
yes, the incident. It's what we're referring to that as now, the incident.
I don't know what we're talking about. We're talking about Kathleen Getty and Lily Melbourne on the
yes.
same day without me knowing. And Kathleen goes, do you have questions for me? Oh, I don't know. I didn't have time to prepare for this interview because somebody didn't tell me it was taking place.
And then when Acelia calls in, you're like, oh, great, just another celebrity?
I know. You're like, we have a caller. I'm like, what, is it another celebrity? You're like, I don't think so. And then like 10 minutes later, it was like Lily Melbourne. And I was like, seriously? She wanted to,
that had
and the
to be
funny
probably.
She wanted to fangirl with us. That was the funny part.
That had to be probably one of the best moments on the show.
It was hilarious, but it was great. I like remember it so clearly,
I mean,
but it's okay.
That entire show had to be one of the best moments. That entire show.
That's true. But I think
just
it's funny that Lily called us to fangirl, which I was totally thought was hilarious and awesome. So.
But just to be able to hear your reaction was worth the price of admission.
Worth the, that's hilarious. I like that. We should use that more. Worth the price of admission. We're gonna stop talking.
It was worth the price of admission.
We're gonna kill this in its misery.
What?
We're just gonna kill it off. We're gonna put it out of its misery.
I'll talk to you later, and I'm going to wrap up here, and I'll text you later, okay?
All right, cool, bye.
All right, bye. Well, as you guys heard, March 10th at 5 p.m. Central, we have the super talented duo of the Springs coming on to chat with us about their music, about their careers, and anything else they're working on. And then the 14th is Emily's a 1 year anniversary on the show. And like you heard, I'm working on a thing or two for that. And the 17th, I'm working on something, which will hopefully be announced at a later date. And the 24th is something, like I said, I'm super excited for Alyssa Trahan to come on the show. I've been a fan of Alyssa since the first time I heard her sing. And we may be able to play one of her songs as a opening idea, which has become one of my favorite songs of hers. So you'll just have to stay tuned for that. And I believe that's going to do it for the announcements. I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.